Good morning, everybody. Everybody good? Got your white balance? All right. Good morning. Buenos dias. Los Angeles is a city where people come from across the globe to find the American dream. A dream that stands out because it says it doesn't matter where you come from, it doesn't matter what language you speak, it doesn't matter the color of your skin, it doesn't matter your gender or your age. What matters is your willingness to work hard to accomplish a better life for yourself and your family. Already, Los Angeles is known as perhaps the most famous city in the world, a place that is a global center of culture, cuisine, and entrepreneurialism. While Washington continues to delay, and may have the luxury of delaying, on comprehensive immigration reform, in America's cities, where immigration isn't an abstract issue, it's something about our neighbors, our co-workers, our fellow residents, we have to take action now. The issue we have before us today is about the federal government passing the buck, and literally passing the cost, the bucks, onto the shoulders of local government, when they make our police department, who is tasked with fighting crime here in Los Angeles, enforce visa expirations that diverts resources. And I want us to be focused on gang crime, getting drugs off our streets, and stopping our gun violence. So on behalf of our taxpayers, we're saying no more. My office, in partnership with legal advice of the city attorney, together with the city council, is announcing today that Los Angeles Police Department will no longer comply with federal immigration detainer requests issued without judicial review. The federal government is in charge of enforcing federal immigration laws, not us at the local level, and that responsibility can't be forced onto local law enforcement officials who already have stretched budgets. We balanced the budget this year, but as many of you know, we want to put more police officers back on the street, solving crimes, doing the things that our citizens pay their tax dollars to make sure local law enforcement is doing. And our world-class city has a world-class police department that has brought down per capita crime to a 1949 level, because it has been at the forefront of community and constitutional policing. Chief Beck and each of the officers of Los Angeles Police Department know their time is best spent fighting gangs, drugs, and guns. And they know that the best way to do that is with the trust and cooperation of all the people of Los Angeles. We're a better city when law enforcement and the community work together. As mayor, I am committed to ensuring Los Angeles continues to be a place of opportunity, a place where our local government can do its job to the best of its abilities. And Washington may be stalling when it comes to immigration reform, but it is within our power here in Los Angeles to make real on the ground a difference in the lives of everyday Angelenos. So I want to thank all the organizations that are here with us today, also the Los Angeles Police Department, the City Attorney's Office, and members of the City Council, who you'll hear from as well, for working so closely with us to make this happen. Let me say something briefly in Spanish, and then I'll introduce our first of two mustache speakers, Mike Feuer. Estoy orgulloso de anunciar que hoy el Departamento de Policía de Los Ángeles ya no detendrá a personas debido a su estatus de inmigración o por parte de control de aduanas. No podemos gastar recursos de la ciudad para la aplicación de leyes inmigratorias que no son compatibles con la misión central del Departamento de Policía de proteger y servir. Como alcalde, estoy asegurando que Los Ángeles siga siendo un lugar de oportunidad. Mientras nuestra capital federal sigue estancada con la reforma migratoria, aquí estamos demostrando cómo hacemos la diferencia en las vidas de nuestros residentes. La seguridad y justicia deben ir de la mano. Debemos proteger los residentes trabajadores contra detenciones ilegales y deportaciones injustas. Y este es un paso muy importante por la seguridad de esta ciudad de Los Ángeles. Gracias a todos los miembros del equipo, especialmente el Departamento de la Policía y Jefe Beck, por su liderazgo. Y especialmente también por el procurador de la ciudad, el abogado de la ciudad también, Miguel Feuer, y de los miembros del concejal. We'll hear from them in just a second. So please welcome a man who has worked very closely with us on this and has stood up for immigrant rights for his entire career, our city attorney and my friend, Mike Feuer.
Yeah, thank you. Good morning. You know, ever since Chief Daryl Gates issued Special Order 40 in the 1970s, our city, our police department, have noted the importance of every community in Los Angeles having trust and confidence in law enforcement, and the recognition that when law enforcement become the principal enforcers of federal immigration law, that trust and confidence can erode. The consequences for public safety when that confidence erodes are significant for every resident in the city of Los Angeles. A recent federal court ruling has called into question the constitutionality of enforcing ICE detainers, especially when the only basis for that detention is immigration status, and immigration status alone. In wake of that federal ruling, jurisdictions throughout the state of California are taking a second look at our practices. We've taken that second look here in Los Angeles and recognize that the constitutional questions that court decision raises are significant for us here in the city of Los Angeles. And those questions and our analysis and the collaboration among all the leaders here today are what have given rise to this change in policy here in the city of Los Angeles. And now, Mr. Mayor, should I turn things over to our police chief?
Sure, go ahead.
Very good. So, and now it's my honor to turn the podium over to Los Angeles's great chief of police, Chief Charlie Beck.
Great introduction.
I know. Use it later. Well, good morning. It's a beautiful morning and a great day for the city of Los Angeles. You know, our city attorney and our mayor were absolutely right in what they say. There is nothing more important in law enforcement than community trust. And anything that stands between a police department and the trust of its community impairs public safety. When a community trusts its police department, it reports crime. When a community trusts its police department, it acts as witnesses to crime. When a community trusts its police department, it follows the law because it believes that it has a legitimate stake in the outcome of following the law. That's why this is so important. This builds trust in a community that sometimes feels separated from not only its police department, but from the rest of city government. To give folks an idea what the scope of this decision will mean, so far this year, the Los Angeles Police Department has arrested just under 50,000 people. Out of those 50,000 people, ICE issued 773 detainer requests. Now, because of the policies of the Los Angeles Police Department, we did not honor all those requests, but we did honor a little over 300 of them. 300 out of 50,000, less than 1%, unless you're part of that 300, and your family, your ability to earn a living, is impacted beyond the original crime for which you were arrested. People will ask, will this affect crime in Los Angeles? My answer is no. We have systematically reduced the number of ICE detentions that we honored over the last 3 years. First through department policy, and then through state legislation. And during that time, crime has continued to fall in Los Angeles, particularly in the area of property crime where you would expect this to have the greatest impact. This is a fine thing to do for the city. It's the right thing to do for the city, and I'm more than pleased to be part of it. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you very much, Chief Beck, and thank you for your leadership and the police commission in this area. Next, because I'm going to leave for Gil Cedillo to take us home, I want to introduce a council member who has distinguished himself in the state legislature and in local government for some time, who's done a great job in the new 9th district, making sure that there is not only a great fireworks show, but that there are fireworks happening in all neighborhoods, in all senses of the word. And he's been a great defender of immigrant rights, represents a large immigrant population as well. Our great councilman, Curran Price.
Thank you, Mayor. I'm proud to stand shoulder to shoulder with officials and members of this community in recognizing that this is the kind of positive, progressive policy that moves our community forward, certainly impacts economic development across the board. And so I'm pleased to be here and to be part of a process, part of a city government that's certainly responsive and weighs the issue and is concerned about the impact, but takes into consideration impacts on families, on children, on communities, and how it impacts the greater good. And so I'm pleased to be here. I think we're going in the right direction, and we need to be letting more citizens know that we support them and that we will work for them. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Councilmember Price. And he almost needs no introduction, but perhaps our greatest champion in immigrant rights in this state, and now proud member of Los Angeles City Council, our great champion, our dear friend, Councilmember Gil Cedillo.
Mr. Mayor, I was so proud to stand here with you when we signed the California driver's license bill, but I'm more proud to stand here with you today. This is a moment of crisis in our nation, and we are all confronting the challenge of leadership. The president grapples with how to go forward while a Congress refuses to do its job. In Marietta, we looked at basically what was mob rule. We found a lack or an avoid of leadership from its elected officials who failed to act responsibly and called upon the people to take their place and do their job. But here in Los Angeles, a city with a history of the most progressive governance as it reflects and as it relates to immigrants, here you are the shiny star. Here with you, with Michael Fuhr, our city attorney, with our police chief, we say to immigrants that we recognize that not only are you our history, but you are our present, and most importantly, you are our future. That we look to you to be responsible, to do your job, to work hard, and to work with us as a team in combating crime in our city. That is the importance of this agreement today. Today, you show the way, Mr. Mayor, how governing and leadership works on all matters related to immigrants. Thank you so much. I am proud, honored, flattered, and elated to be here today with the leadership of the city. As we say to all immigrants, work with us. Do your job. Be our partner. Help us in fighting crime. Be good citizens. Do all that you can do to realize your hopes and your aspirations to make true the promise of democracy here in this great city. And know that all those who have welcomed other immigrants in the past, like them, we welcome you. If you comply, you do what you should do as a good neighbor, you should have no fear or worry here in this great city of Los Angeles. Mr. Mayor, thank you for your incredible leadership. This will resonate throughout the nation. And I thank you, and it's an honor to be here with you today. Thank you. Bueno, un segundo. Bueno, tengo tanto, mucho, mucho alegre. Estoy aquí con nuestro líder, nuestro alcalde, gran líder a nivel nacional. Hoy es un día histórico. Es como los otros acuerdos que nosotros tenemos acá. El orden especial 40, el otro orden 7, todos. Y yo tengo unas buenos gran memorias cuando la día que están aquí con el alcalde para firmar la ley por la licencia. Pero hoy es un día más importante realmente porque vamos a decir a toda la nación que aquí no existe un crisis de liderazgo. Tenemos liderazgo, tenemos apoyantes del pueblo migrante. Nosotros queremos a decir a todos, pueden a vivir aquí con la ley, con su buen trabajo. Y si tú hacen sus logros en acuerdo con nuestra ley, tú eres un miembro de nuestra comunidad. Y no tienen miedo de la policía, porque la policía está aquí para trabajar con nosotros y para servir nosotros. Gracias al gran líder de nuestro departamento de la policía.
el jefe de la policía, Charlie Beck, y gracias a todos que están aquí este día muy histórico. Gracias a todos.
¡Se
muy
puede! Bien.
¡Se puede!
Thank you. With that, we'd be happy to answer any questions to the best of our ability. Yes. Sure. I don't think we have any exact numbers on the estimated savings, but it certainly takes resources away for the compliance. You know, whether you get dollars in your pocket or whether it's the savings because you can actually put officers back on the street more quickly when they're not doing this sort of paperwork, we know that it can make our streets safer. And that is something that's always difficult to quantify, but we know it, that it happens. The amount of time that we put in there, obviously the cost that this can have in other ways. This is a sound policy. It follows what others have been also doing, but it leads from America's second biggest city. A clear message, not just on this, but on immigration reform in general, that we are waiting for action from Washington. But in the meantime, we are acting ourselves. We demand leadership from this Congress to take a vote which Republicans and Democrats alike, a majority of members of Congress, want to pass. And we implore the leadership in Congress to do the right thing, to let people vote, simply to let them vote. But in the meantime, we are going to continue to pass at the state level and the local level those policies that move forward with the dignity and respect for those hardworking immigrants that are here today.
Mayor, the council has been referring to failed leadership in Murrieta. Los Angeles opening the doors, putting out the red carpet for the buses to come here.
Well, we certainly, the federal authorities have been in touch with us from HHS and others about finding homes. Let's remember that this is a humanitarian crisis, and these are children, first and foremost. Let's take away your politics for a moment and just look at kids that by themselves are scared, are alone. And yes, it reflects a broken immigration system, one that must be fixed from the border to the cities. From Washington, those are the only leaders that have the jurisdiction to make those changes. But in the meantime, we will respond to a humanitarian crisis, hopefully with the goodness in our hearts that all people and all Americans have usually stood for.
What's been the result of the dialogue that you say you've got going on?
It's just been some initial reaching out. And, you know, there's obviously family ties in cities like Los Angeles, and we'll make sure that these children are best taken care of while their status is resolved. You know, to be alone at that age, anywhere in the world, let alone here. They're fleeing some of the most horrendous conditions and then coming into conditions right now where they're alone, where they're isolated. And just as a father, I find an impulse to make sure that these kids are safe.
Tenderhearted.
Sure.
In the past, the difference between the detainers issued by ICE and the ones we honored is the severity of the crime committed or the person's criminal history. You know, the reality is that when people commit severe crimes, they're held in custody for a long time. And so those people, whether a detainer or not is issued, will face the criminal justice system. And in fact, it's only in the most minor circumstances that we or anybody would release an individual to ICE prior to their existing court case going forward. So it's not something for people to be concerned about serious criminals being released, because they will not. They will absolutely not. You know, I think that this is an important thing to build trust, to get people to come forward and report crime, to get people to be witnesses, and then to get people to obey the law themselves. You know, the training point here is very fine. You know, ICE detainers come through one point of contact in Los Angeles Police Department, and in order to be honored, they have to be approved by that point of contact. Every day, I get personally notified of how many detainers were issued and how many were complied with. I will continue to get that, even though we don't anticipate in complying with any, so that I personally monitor it. But the Jail Division Watch Commander, and there's only one of those, is the one that must approve it. So while we put out general training so that people understand the philosophy that is behind this decision, behind this change in how we conduct business, the point of contact is very narrow, so the extensive training is not needed.
Thank you.
Yes, the County of Los Angeles, together with other counties, has moved towards a similar policy as well. I think Riverside has done it. Orange County now, given
Riverside
the decision.
County and LA County
has a modified response and may follow suit on this, but I don't want to speak for them. But certainly this seems to be sound law enforcement policy. This seems to be sound fiscal policy as well, and it seems to be the right way forward to continue to build trust in our communities where we need it. And that one point the chief made, I want to make very clear. Any violent or serious criminal, just because they have an ICE detainer, is not going to be released. It's not that we're not going to listen to that. It says without judicial review. The way it exists right now is you don't even have to go to a judge. It's just an ICE officer who says, hold that person, period. That no longer will be honored. Like most things, it will have to go through a judge. We will, of course, take serious. All of us here behind this agree when there's a violent criminal, when there's a serious criminal. If immigration status comes to play, that will continue, but that will be with a judge's review. We will stop honoring it without judicial review. Yep. Immediately, es inmediatamente, en la semana pasada, en jueves, empecé esta práctica, y es importante mantener esta práctica durante estos meses y en el futuro también. Sounds like a Mike Feuer question.
The ruling in the federal court in Oregon that precipitates this revisiting of this question makes clear that ICE detentions are requests. They are not mandates. And it is therefore up to the local jurisdiction to determine what its policy will be with respect to honoring those requests. The ruling in Oregon isn't binding legal authority here in the state of California, let alone here in the city of Los Angeles. But we felt as though the analysis of that court and subsequent opinions, including an opinion issued by the state's attorney general in recent days, underscore the importance of taking that second look that I referred to earlier to our policies, and it prompts this policy change today.
I think we're a nation of laws, and we're a nation of immigrants. What we need to make sure is that when we have these humanitarian crises, that federal officials can do their jobs. They were doing their jobs, and were stopped from doing that. I can understand people's frustration with a broken immigration system. We all feel that. But certainly, I think the children who are the most innocent of these victims, they are the ones who are certainly the most isolated. And as parents, as grandparents, as brothers and sisters, we can understand that sort of fear, but we should let the federal government do its job right now, which is trying to figure out what to do with this humanitarian crisis, to get the resources necessary to put these kids someplace safe while we figure out what will happen with them. That was the first step, not blocking buses to take kids and to somehow shove them away. These children have ties to family that are here today, and we need to make sure that we can connect them with those families first and foremost. Then the federal government should do its job, and we certainly support them doing that. But I think we need a pathway to citizenship so that families can be unified. We need to make sure that people can become taxpayers, scholarship winners, contributing members of society. This is a city where 62 to 63% of our residents are either immigrants or the children of immigrants. This was a place founded by a group of pobladores that were immigrants themselves. Besides Native Americans who were immigrants themselves 10,000 years ago, nobody's from here. And so we need to make sure that we maintain our laws. We maintain laws that respect our dignity, our justice, and do the right thing. Thank you very much. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Se puede. Sí, sí. Sí.